Soon their names were shortened to Jims and Patsy. They were prime favorites with the women up at the big house, the two spinster maids and the widowed childless housekeeper, who were starved for the deliciousness of babies. It was made magically easy for Fee to forget them. They had three very eager mothers, and as time went on it became the accepted thing that they should spend most of their waking hours up at the big house. Maggie just didn't have time to take them under her wing as well as managing Hal, who was extremely possessive. Not for him the awkward, unpracticed blandishments of Mrs. Smith, Minnie, and Cat. Maggie was the loving nucleus of Hal's world. He wanted no one but Maggie. He would have no one but Maggie. Bluey Williams traded in his lovely draft horses and his massive dray for a truck, and the mail came every 4 weeks instead of every six. But there was never a word from Frank, and gradually his memory slipped a little, as memories do, even those with so much love attached to them. As if there is an unconscious healing process within the mind which mends us in spite of our desperate determination never to forget. To Maggie, an aching fading of the way Frank had looked, a blurring of the beloved lineaments to some fuzzy, saint-like image, no more related to the real Frank than a holy picture, Christ, to what must have been the man. And to Fee, from out of those silent depths in which she had stilled the evolution of her soul, a substitution. It came about so unobtrusively that no one noticed, for Fee kept herself folded up with quietness and a total undemonstrativeness. The substitution was an inner thing no one had time to see, except the new object of her love, who made no outward sign. It was a hidden, unspoken thing between them, something to buffer their loneliness. Perhaps it was inevitable, for of all her children, Stuart was the only one like her. At 14, he was as big a mystery to his father and brothers as Frank had been. But unlike Frank, he engendered no hostility, no irritation. He did as he was told without complaint, worked as hard as anyone, and created absolutely no ripples in the pool of Cleary life. Though his hair was red, he was the darkest of all the boys. More mahogany, and his eyes were as clear as pale water in the shade, as if they reached all the way back in time to the very beginning, and saw everything as it really was. He was also the only one of Patty's sons who promised adult handsomeness, though privately Maggie thought her Hal would outshine him when it came his turn to grow up.